Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Elsh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sloppy Thurston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sloppy Thurston. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Thurston covering, for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards right. Stevenson catches it and throws to first to double up Mostill. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground for a single. Sewell moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Myatt moves to second. One out. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sewell scores. Myatt moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynaud. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheely moves to second. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Note fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Sheely moves to third. Falk moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to home to get Sheely. Falk moves to third. Elsh moves to second. One out. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a line drive towards center. Speaker catches it and throws to second to double up Elsh. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Smith moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Jameson tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 0 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Ray Note is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Note hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchter hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuchster scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elsh hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Spurgeon moves to third. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Myatt moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Ray Note is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Note hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Myatt scores. Stevenson moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Chick Fuchster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fuchster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jamieson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jamieson moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Elsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sheely hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Reynaud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fuchter strikes out. There goes Reynaud. The throw from Schalk to second, and Reynaud is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-2 in the game. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. the Indians will come to bat. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Spurgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Shock and he is out, Davis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball towards right. Stevenson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stevenson. Davis moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shealy hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it and throws to first to double up Collins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground for a single. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Myatt moves to second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to third. Node moves to second. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.